This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning House of Representatives Republicans of the stakes if they do not allow a vote on the emergency aid package the Senate has passed for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin must see that the U.S. stands with Ukraine and other allies.
Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin. Opposing it is playing into Putin's hands.
But the $95 billion bill faces a deeply uncertain future in the House, with hardline Trump-allied Republicans opposed. Ukraine backers hope the Senate's bipartisan support will put pressure with the nearly two-year Russia-Ukraine war at a crucial point.
I urge Speaker Johnson to bring it to the floor immediately.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel faced growing international pressure Tuesday to agree to a ceasefire with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas as it prepared for an incursion into the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are trapped. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said on Tuesday the U.S. is exploring all available alternatives to sustain aid in Gaza, despite the possibility Congress may pass legislation barring funding for UNRWA, the main UN agency for Palestinians. Washington last month said it was temporarily pausing new funding to UNRWA while it investigates claims a dozen staff took part in the October 7th attacks on Israel.
It is our priority to ensure that innocent civilians in Gaza can continue to get humanitarian assistance from the United States and from other countries.